we go to the hadith on the importance of the Qur'an al-Kareem, and this particular hadith mentioned in Fadail al-Amal under the virtues of the Holy Qur'an. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An Abi Hurairata radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma adina Allahu li shay'in ma adina li nabiyyin yataghanna bil Qur'an aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Almighty Allah never gives attention so much to anything as He does to the voice of a Nabi, of a prophet, reading the Quran in a sweet tone. So in the light of this hadith sharif, let us go to Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 254, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون
صدق الله العظيم. Surah Al-Baqarah revealed in Madinatul Munawwara. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in verse 254, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. Oh, you who believe, spend of that which we have provided for you before such a day comes when there shall be no trafficking, no friendship, no intercession. The disbelievers are indeed the oppressors. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very shortly in this particular verse, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about spending in charity before the advent of Qiyamah. Before we close our eyes, spending in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allahul Azeem, when a person passes away, after he leaves this world, there is no any such good act can be done. Not even once a person can say the word of Subhanallah. Not even once he can say Alhamdulillah as he has left this world and his deeds come to an end at that point. But the charity, what he has left behind of given things in charity, then Jamaat al-Muslimin, that will help him and assist him in the year after continuously. So spending in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is so important. This particular verse mentions that man should spend that which we have provided for you. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, anfiqu mimma razaqnakum. And this indicates, Jamaat al-Muslimin, that whatever man possesses is in reality from Allah, who is the owner of everything. Now a person has the choice to spend this wealth in charitable causes of an optional or obligatory nature. And just as physical acts of worship serve to secure a person's safety from the fire of Jahannam, the same result will be also be attained by means of those forms of worship that entail spending one's wealth. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in a narration of Bukhari, volume 1, page 191, that save yourselves from the fire even if it be by means of half a date, subhanallah. So it is not how much of wealth a person has, and then he can spend so much in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is that little that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us that little, from that very little, a person who's given even a half a date, the day of judgment will be very difficult indeed. None shall be able to look at any dealings, no friendship, no intercession for assistance. It will only be one's good deeds, Jama'at al-Muslimin, that will avail one in the year after. Therefore, one should excel in these in every way, not forgetting the charity. Now, commentators explain here that the meaning of no trafficking is the ransoming of a soul, and none shall be able to bear the punishment of another on his behalf. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 48 and the verse of 123 of the very same surah, Suratul Baqarah, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, no soul will be availed to the other. Everyone will be responsible for his own deeds. Every soul has to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whilst we still living, whilst we still breathing, whilst we still have good health, subhanallah, may Allah give us a tawfiq of that which we can then give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jama'at al-Muslimin, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then further says, no friendship. In this particular verse, where Allah says, وَلَا خُلَّةُ وَلَا شَفَاعَ, that no friendship, no worldly ties of friendship shall remain there, but will rather be turned into enmity. None will be prepared to render any assistance to the other. Everybody will be worried of himself, that nafsi, nafsi, all the time, on his, his concern and worry will be that nafsi, nafsi, what is going to happen to me, how he is going to be worried, Jama'at Muslimin, that will be on the day of Qiyamah. The believers, however, will retain these ties, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Zukhruf, that friends shall be enemies on that day, save for the pious. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْدُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Subhanallah. That friends shall be enemies on that day, save from the pious. And then furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no intercession, wala shafa'ah. As Allah says, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبَلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةُ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ. As Allah clearly says, no intercession. This is with regard to the kuffar. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Mu'min, verse 18, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, that وَأَنذِرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْآزِفَةِ إِذِ الْقُلُوبُ لَدَى الْحَنَاجِرِ كَاظِمِينَ مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَاعُ. The wrongdoers shall have no ally, nor any intercession who will be hearkened to. Jama'at al-Muslimin, intercession will only be done by those believers whom Allah permits, and only in favor of those believers who He wills. For the kuffar who turn away from Allah, their creator and sustainer, there shall be no escape, since Allah declares that the disbelievers are indeed the oppressors. وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, that the disbelievers are indeed the oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and understanding, and whilst we're still living and whilst we're still breathing, may Allah give us a tawfiq of giving some charity in the path of Allah that will insha'Allah assist the person in the year after. Allah ta'ala guide us all. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَغُ.